And now, it's time for the Score Afternoon Show.
That's a terrible name.
So in this time slot, I guess this is no longer the Parkins and Spiegel Show, because the Parkins and Spiegel Show no longer exists. So we're just kind of, this is Score Afternoons.
I am Danny Parkins.
He's dead to me.
Hanging out with you, Score Afternoons. Score Afternoons is about bringing in anyone and everyone.
That is a delightful lineup of co-hosts that you have over the next couple of weeks here.
I never heard of half of these guys, and the ones I do know are way past their prime.
Most of these guys never had a prime.
The facts are, we lost our best player to free agency. Obviously, it's time for some changes.
This guy here is dead.
Cross him off then.
I think Gabe's debut has been spectacular, but
I'm thinking about calling it Spiegel and Company.
Yeah, it's good to have fun with names.
You know what's fun about Spiegel and Company is it sounds a lot like Skibbity Boppity, Spiegel and Company.
Spiegel and Company live, presented by Social Furniture.
Sky rockets in flight.
This isn't part of the program.
Afternoon delight.
I'm sorry about this afternoon.
Delight.
No, please. No, please. Everyone be quiet.
Afternoon Delight.
The Score Afternoon Show with
insert host's name here
on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
We are the Starland Vocal Band all week long right here on The Score. Or is it? Anthony Herron in yesterday and today. Along with me, Matt Spiegel. Mark Grody will be in tomorrow. We're going to talk to Caleb Williams in this time slot tomorrow. Yeah. Me and Groats very much looking forward to it. Ryan Poles will speak tomorrow as well about the final roster, or the first 53 as delineated in transition, and that seems fair. Going to talk to Nico Horner in a little bit. But Anthony Herron, I'm reading your bio here on the website known as Wikipedia.
Wiki.
I see an August
27th. Somebody's reading Wikipedia.
I am indeed. I see an August 27th roster removal for Anthony Herron with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Today,
I got cut today?
20 years
I
ago.
I thought we had 3 hours. What is this?
No, 2004.
All right. I thought I was auditioning for something.
You have
20 minutes into the show.
Anthony Herron, the tribe has spoken.
Snuffing torches already.
Snuffing torches at 2:22. Yeah, man, 20 years ago today. 20 years ago today, the Steelers said, we're good.
We'll have to celebrate that, man. That's an anniversary.
I don't know that. Is that worth celebrating? What is that like, man? That's got to be rough. If you were there starting on the 9th of August and you're hanging out for 18 days, busting your ass, that must have been tough. One
so,
would think.
The first time you get cut, it's terrifying because, you know, you don't know what the rest of your world holds.
Yeah.
You know, you've been building toward this moment as a young, you know, as a youth sports athlete, as a collegiate athlete, and you get your shot in the pros and you're really excited about what that future can hold because you've been working so hard to get to the National Football League. And that first time you get let go, you don't really know what the great beyond looks like. Now, if you get cut, and like my situation, my rookie year, I got cut by Detroit, then came back and got an opportunity to like get signed by Green Bay, and I went back to Detroit. And that kind of opened my eyes a little bit to, okay, there are 31 other teams who could potentially sign me, who could potentially pick me up, and other professional football opportunities. So the first time is just absolutely terrifying. Beyond that, it helps.
Though. You know, if you don't mind, let's check back in on this idea on the 20th anniversary a little bit later
20th
on.
20th anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Thank
to
you, sir.
Did we get him a cake? We should have. Shane Reardon is back. Chris Tannehill is there. He's Anthony Herron. I'm Matt Spiegel. The Bears cutdowns is the main topic on the course of this show. But coming up next, our Tuesday conversation with the Cubs' Nico Horner. That's next on 670 The Score.